Abbotsford Republican Representative Scott Souter responds to Doyle's decision that sexually violent offenders and child molesters will wear GPS bracelets only while under state supervision.
He's trying to gut the GPS bill. He doesn't want to track mentally ill child sex offenders. He doesn't want to track with GPS technology the worst of the worst of child sex predators in the state.
The bill, as written and signed into law, allows the state to monitor dangerous sex offenders for life.
The governor, as a former attorney general, signed the bill. So if he had qualms, none of those were brought to us.
Souter says Doyle not only signed the bill, he talked up the new law during his campaign for re-election. Souter is a member of the Joint Finance Committee and says he'll urge Doyle to reverse course.
Go back to the bill he signed and track our most dangerous child sex predators, just like we had in the legislation that he signed less than a year ago.
Doyle's budget includes $11 million and 122 new state positions for the program. That is considerably less than what the Department of Corrections said would be needed to fully implement it. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.